All right, let me move on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. As always, remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, he's a sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Stan McDonald, attorney at law, and I'll tell you more about him in just a few minutes. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard somebody say the cure is worse than the illness? You ever heard that? The cure is worse than the illness. The idea that the medicine or the treatment or the therapy is more painful or causes more problems than the illness itself. And it's actually not always true, but sometimes it feels that way. That is what we're seeing right now in California. People who believe they've got all the ideas about how to save the environment are making things worse than the actual fires that we're seeing right now. Because it didn't have to be this bad. Now listen, I don't know if you've been following the news, but there are, like I said a moment ago, whole swaths of California that are burning right now. Go online, look at the videos of people staring out their windows as walls of raging fire consume their yards and move in on their houses. This is a big one. This is a disaster of epic proportions. And the crazy thing is, the fires are not, like I said earlier, out there in the wilderness somewhere. This is not some remote region of the Big Sur or a state park. This is in places like Pasadena, Pacific Palisades, Malibu, West Hollywood, Sunset Boulevard is partially on fire. All around Los Angeles, offshore winds are driving massive fires. City blocks, restaurants, businesses, homes, whole neighborhoods. In a place called Pacific Palisades, where movie stars and real estate moguls live, over 30,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. As of this morning, nearly 3,000 acres are burning with zero containment. Zero containment. More than 10,000 homes have been threatened. And throughout the greater Los Angeles area, over 200,000 homes and businesses are without power right now. And for the first time in 20 years, the LA Fire Department has called in their off-duty firefighters. And the state of Arizona is even sending additional fire management teams to assist. Just moments ago, right before I went on the air, Governor Gavin Newsom finally called in the National Guard. It's that bad. Roadways are jammed up with abandoned vehicles as people try to flee the area and crowd the roads, making them impassable for evacuations or first responders to even get through. A second wildfire broke out last night near Altadena, north of L.A., over 1,000 acres burning there. A third fire zone kicked up near the Sylmar neighborhood of L.A., quickly consumed hundreds of acres. Fourth and fifth fires have now kicked up just since I got the show prepared this morning. Why am I telling you all this? Well, first of all, because this is a human tragedy. And those are our people. Make no mistake, I loathe California politics, but I love California. I actually lived there for several years. It is truly the Golden State. Its beauty is amazing, its resources, its history, and it's on fire as we speak. But I tell you all of this for a second reason, and that is that this whole fiasco was largely preventable. You heard me. Wildfires in California are made worse because of liberal policies that make it impossible to mitigate the damage. Now, make no mistake, fires happen and they're going to happen. I get that. But when you know how to prevent them, when you know how to mitigate them, when you know how to slow them down, how to put them out, and you're not allowed to do that because environmentalist whack jobs have control of your politics, that's the height of absurdity. That's the epitome of cutting off your nose to spite your face. But we save the air, we save the trees, we conserve the resources. Yeah, but you burned it all down to get there. Well, any of you who have ever been in the military, you know what happens when a training range comes into contact with an endangered species. I mean, God forbid that troops ought to walk through the woods at Fort Bragg or Fort Benning, sorry, Fort Liberty and Fort Moore, and disturb a red-cockaded woodpecker. I mean, training shuts down. Training lands are closed off for good. I've seen it happen time and time again. Safety briefings are given to the troops before they conduct their unit movements or their land navigation to ensure that if they see the special woodpecker or a snail darter or a special kind of tortoise, that they'll report it and training comes to an end. The same U.S. Army that can defeat its enemies on the battlefield, wreak destruction on bad guys, can also be taken down by a bird or a turtle or a fish. It's true. Ask any soldier. It's because of the environmentalists that are allowed to get involved with the politics. And it's that mindset that we see there on the training ranges on military installations that is now making the tragedies in California so much more tragic. In Pacific Palisades, which is a beautiful community on the coast, just yesterday, a beautiful star-studded million-dollar community, the firefighters had to stand and watch in frustration as things burned all around them because there was no water in their fire hydrants. You hear that? The pressure from the local reservoir was too low, and the water needed to extinguish the flames was not there. Rick Caruso, a guy who ran for mayor of Los Angeles, was interviewed on Fox. I'll play his clip later. He said the reservoirs have not been refilled in a timely manner. Local conservation efforts and liberal leadership left the reservoir levels dangerously low, and now the fire hydrants have been running dry. But the other issue driving the train is the fact that land management is stymied by red tape and environmental bureaucracy. To effectively manage land and mitigate potential for fire damage requires going through and purging the grounds of loose and dry fuel. You cut away dead brush, you remove dried down trees, you make fire breaks in the woods, you make it less likely that a future fire would have enough dry fuel. It doesn't mean that you deforest the area, not at all. It means you clean it up so it burns less. But the process of obtaining permission to clear dense lands of fire fuel, it can take years just to get permission from the red tape environmentalists. They conduct their studies, they look for endangered species, they fret and they wring their hands and they talk about saving the whales and whatever else, and it just continues. In the year 2021, 10,000 acres of northern spotted owl habitat went up in smoke in Northern California. 10,000 acres that they could not clear because of the spotted owl, and yet when it burned, the spotted owl lost everything, right? The Forest Service was well aware there was a risk of a wildfire. They had a plan to protect it, but the project was tied up for a decade by environmental reviews and objections from environmental activists who, ironically, were concerned about the owl's well-being. So they dithered and they fretted and they talked about saving the earth, and the owls burned. Those years of year-long delays are becoming more and more common. Look, my time in sunny California when I lived there was spent mostly in the community of Laguna Niguel. It's a beautiful hillside area with rolling canyons that reach down to the coast. My backyard looked out over one of those canyons. It was gorgeous. And in 2022, 20 homes in my old neighborhood burned to the ground as a small brush fire was not able to be contained. It was dry ground cover that fed the fire, and people's lives were devastated as a result. But you add to that situation two other matters that are also easily preventable. In 2018, then-President Donald Trump called out California conservation laws which divert water resources into the ocean. Environmentalists have actually convinced politicians and bureaucrats in the Golden State that fish and wildlife were threatened by allowing the diversion of water for the irrigation of farms. As such, a mitigation of the amounts of water that are available now to fill reservoirs and provide water to farms is ongoing. And yes, to firefighting. It's been a raging debate in California for several years. In one of his mean tweets that made liberal heads explode, Trump back in 2018 said this. He said, quote, California wildfires are being magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws which are not allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. Well, it was quickly denied, and the issue was chalked up to him being a climate change denier. He just didn't understand the science, they said. Okay, he's still right. And then we get to the last one, by the way. The system that had actually sparked so many of these fires. Pacific Gas and Electric, the major supplier of electricity to Californians. It has been cited again and again and again for its aging infrastructure. They call for rate increases on a regular basis, and yet their system is rife with problems. Problems that have time and again caused fires that destroyed property and took lives. PG&E is being sued right now for a number of fires over recent years. An independent investigation found that PG&E has successfully pressured state regulators over the years to approve all their rate hikes while not adequately maintaining what one report called a, quote, aging and rickety equipment. In 2018, PG&E, the utility provider, actually pleaded guilty as a company to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter because of what became known as the Camp Fire. It burned 154,000 acres, destroyed 18,000 structures, and killed 84 people. It's one of many fires that was attributed to PG&E, including another fire in May of 2019, which was sparked by a faulty transmission line from a tower that was 99 years old. Look, all of this, these are leadership issues. Yes, fires happen, and they will continue to happen. But no, we are not just supposed to take it and assume that nothing can be done. Leadership has to be able to say enough is enough. Stop jeopardizing life-limited property to save a snail darter or protect a monopoly power company that does not want to do what is necessary to mitigate danger. You have to do these things. if we're going to live there, then we're going to have to take care of there. And right now, there is burning. The Golden State's on fire. And I say this with all sincerity. Let us pray for our friends in California and hope that something good can come from this in the end. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.